following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Greetings. This is Philip Kuhn, branch manager of the North Dearborn branch of the Lawrenceburg Public Library District. I am here today to tell you about our Books on the Fly, available at theflypod.com and on the Lawrenceburg Public Library District website. This will be for July 2016. I have two fiction books and two nonfiction books that have been well reviewed and hope you can come into either one of our locations and check one out. The first book that I'll be discussing is a fiction book. It is Eighth Circle, a Thriller by Sarah Kane. But first, some editorial reviews. Ryan is a perfect hero with nothing left to lose. He's incorruptible. One can certainly see the brooding journalist making a compelling series lead, says Booklist magazine. Kane's intricately plotted first novel makes for an exciting reading, says Publishers Weekly. Darkly twisted and tightly written, this debut novel is packed with action. An intriguing and unexpected conclusion leaves the stage perfectly set for future books in the series. RT Book Reviews. Mr. Patterson may want to watch his back for the competition to come from this new kid on the block. If this first effort is any indication, Kane will make a name for herself in the world of suspense thrillers. I, for one, am looking forward to reading each and every installment, says Book Reporter. Now, about the book. A year ago, Danny Ryan lost his wife and son in a car accident. He's still reeling from the tragedy when Michael Cohen, his friend and fellow journalist, drives into the pond in front of his house with a bullet through his gut. When Michael's death ruled a murder, Danny must get to work to get his name crossed off the list of suspects, and that means digging into Michael's last article, an expose on the twisted side of Philadelphia politics. But powerful people are ready to kill to protect what Michael was about to uncover, and if Danny's not careful, he'll be next. The dark heart of the city is on display in Sarah Kane's gripping debut thriller, The Eighth Circle. The second book that I want to tell you about is also a fiction book. It is The Good Life by Marion Thurm. But first, some editorial reviews. On the very first page, Thurm ignites the engine of her plot when Roger Goldenhar, a commercial real estate developer on a family vacation in Florida, secretly buys a semi-automatic pistol. The Good Life could almost be an illustration of the Chekhovian dictum that a gun introduced in the first act must be fired before the curtain falls, and as the reader avidly turns the pages, eager to discover which violent solution Roger will choose as a means of escaping his financial and personal distress. He believes the pistol only points toward one way out, though Thurm's ending nevertheless provides a stark and chilling surprise. The New York Times. Marion Thurm's The Good Life crafts a suspenseful story on how the lives of a wealthy couple from the Upper East Side of Manhattan descend into chaos. It is one of those novels that mimic everyday existence so closely. It's uncanny, and particularly here so because of the way the author slowly but compellingly develops a horrific tragedy that evolves out of ordinary circumstances. As the narrative goes back and forth between past and present, the time between them narrows, and as the author skillfully drives the plot to its shocking conclusion, The Good Life will likely linger in memory for quite some time, says NPR, National Public Radio. Now, about the book. In this powerful new book from an esteemed novelist and acclaimed short story writer, Marion Thurm expertly draws a chilling portrait of marriage and the downward spiral of a loving husband and father who has bought a handgun as the novel opens. Stacy and Roger seem to have it all, a wonderful marriage, a luxury Upper East Side apartment with all of the accoutrements of the wealthy and two endearing young children enrolled in private schools, but what appears to be the good life to their family and friends is not what it seems in this fast-paced, suspenseful novel that shows the sinister effects of a destructive marriage in the pursuit of the privileged life. Thurm, according to the New York Times Book Review, writes brilliantly of the battle of the sexes and has done so again in The Good Life. The third book that I want to tell you about is the first work on nonfiction. It is The Vanishing of Flight MH370 by Richard Quest. First, some editorial reviews. From day one, Richard Quest's reporting on the mysterious disappearance of MH370 gripped our CNN viewers around the world. His new book now tells the story behind the story with clarity and precision. His expertise on aviation comes through on every page. What also comes through is his passion for uncovering the truth. Even if you think you know a lot about the greatest aviation mystery of our time, you must read The Vanishing of Flight MH370, Wolf Blitzer, CNN anchor. The Vanishing of Flight MH370 is as enthralling as it is accurate. CNN aviation editor Richard Quest, who was pivotal in getting the Malaysians to make public more details of the disappearance. His book makes compelling reading, even though, at the time of publishing, we have yet to find the Boeing 777. Jeffrey Thomas, Editor-in-Chief, AirlineRatings.com. Now, about the book. On March 8, 2014, Malaysian Airlines flight MH370 disappeared with barely a trace, carrying 239 people on board, seemingly vanishing into the dark night. The airplane's whereabouts and fate would quickly become one of the biggest aviation mysteries of our time. Richard Quest, CNN's aviation correspondent, was one of the leading journalists covering the story. In a coincidence, Richard had interviewed one of the two pilots a few weeks before the disappearance. It is here that he begins his gripping account of those tense weeks in March, presenting a fascinating chronicle of an international search effort which, despite years of searching and tens of millions of dollars spent, has failed to find the plane. Quest dissects what happened in the hours following the plane's disappearance and chronicles the days and weeks of searching, which led to nothing but increasing despair. He takes apart the varying responses from the authorities and the discrepancies in the reports, the wide range of theories, the startling fact that the plane actually turned around and flew in the opposite direction, and what solutions the aviation industry must now implement to ensure it never happens again. What emerges is a riveting chronicle of a tragedy that continues to baffle everyone from aviation experts to satellite engineers to politicians, and which to this day worries the traveling public that it could never happen again. The fourth book that I wish to tell you about is also a work of nonfiction. It is The Kindness Diaries, One Man's Quest to Ignite Goodwill and Transform Lives Around the World by Leon Logo Thetis. But first, some editorial reviews. Logo Thetis' thought-provoking account of his epic journey around the world is both entertaining and inspiring. It is a refreshing reminder that we shall all share two commonalities, the need for human connection and the ability to change the world with kindness. Brad Jameson, founder of Good Citizen. Leon Logothias is a man of faith, but not the kind that exists solely in a church or temple. It's a faith in humanity that will inspire you on a journey, perhaps, but always to become a better version of yourself. Catherine Hamm, travel editor, The New York Times. Leon's gift for storytelling shines through in his powerful book, The Kindness Diaries. It's a big, bold adventure with a profound lesson at its heart that kindness matters and it exists all around us. Anson Williams, director, producer, and author of Singing to a Bulldog. Now, about the book. The incredible journey of one man who sets out to circumnavigate the globe on a vintage motorbike fueled by kindness. Follow the inspirational journey of a former stockbroker who leaves his unfulfilling desk job in search of a meaningful life. He sets out from Los Angeles on a vintage motorbike, determined to circumnavigate the globe, surviving only on the kindness of strangers. Incredibly, he makes his way across the U.S. through Europe, India, Cambodia, Vietnam, and finally on to Canada and back to the Hollywood sign by asking strangers for shelter, food, and gas. Again and again, he's won over by the generosity of humanity, from the homeless man who shares his blankets to the poor farmer who helps him with his broken-down bike, and the HIV-positive mother who takes him in and feeds him. At each stop, he finds a way to give back to these unsuspecting Good Samaritans in life-changing ways by rebuilding their homes, paying for their schooling, and leaving gifts big and small. The Kindness Diaries will introduce you to a world of adventure, renew your faith in the bonds that connect people, and inspire you to accept and generate kindness in your own life. This has been Philip Kuhn for the Lawrenceburg Public Library District with our July 2016 Books on the Fly, available at the flypod.com and the LPLD website. Peace, love, books. Happy reading.